Mayor.
Thank you.
You can go on about your business.
Item number 6 from the Milwaukee County Treasurer, requesting approval of an intergovernmental agreement and memorandum of understanding with the City of Wauwatosa Community Development Authority that transfers an environmentally impaired foreclosed property located at 2578 Wauwatosa Avenue in the City of Wauwatosa.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
Can I ask why this isn't before the ECD committee? This is typically an ECD matter.
I'm not the one who made the referral.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. I typically report to the Finance Committee, and this particular approval is really necessary now. We're foreclosing on this property, and it's contaminated, and everyone has approved it except what happened was during the transition with the powers of the county board, etc., we had a corporation counsel that said we could approve it with approval of the county executive. He signed it. This is, what, a year and a half. Now the new corporation counsel says it has to go before the board. We did foreclose on the property, and we need board approval for this now to turn it over to Wauwatosa. And it is contaminated, so it really is important that some action be taken this round.
Well, Mr. Chair, if this was signed a year ago and we're just now seeing it, I'd like to refer this to ECD. ECD is the appropriate committee for this, and finance has more than enough to do now without taking on these additional requirements. This is specifically something ECD does, including working with the foreclosure properties and so on. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Have the motion.
I'm sorry. I need to understand something.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the foreclosure, we already have this thing, and the only way for us not to take on the environmental liability is to dish it to Wauwatosa under 66.
Is to validate this agreement, and risk management and corporation counsel approved it as it stands in protecting our interests. I'm not putting you in a position of making that decision, but I understand your concern, and because I usually report to the Finance Committee, I submitted this, and it got here, and I didn't question it.
Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to timing, it sounds as if the Treasurer would like to dispose of this matter very judiciously. And as it relates to referral to ECD, refer it to the Economic Community Development Committee, which will have a special meeting, but I'm just wondering why we would have to have another special meeting. Is there any way we can deal with this? Refer, at least have, if the chairwoman of the Economic Community Development Committee wants to have a meeting, have this before her committee, that's one thing, but we'll just have to come back to us. I'm just trying to get some sense, as much as she's concerned about what should have happened, and I believe that this should be expedited as soon as possible. So maybe we'll have to have a second meeting.
Mr. Key?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the committee, if it so chooses, could move to adopt and also recommend adoption to the Economic Community Development Committee so that they could consider it as well, but it would still preserve the right for it to be reported to the board this cycle.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Rome West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm still trying to understand how this particular item got bypassed by ECD to begin with. And I didn't understand any of the mumbo jumbo that I heard. And this clearly, and I sat on ECD for 2 terms, this clearly is something that ECD should have been aware of. And I'm not understanding how things got signed by the county executive without it coming before ECD. And now is in front of us, and we're supposed to make a determination, even though a county board committee's been sidestepped.
And that was in August 2012.
Yeah, the chairwoman made the referral, and it was here, and the treasurer asked to put it on the agenda. I put it on the agenda. I haven't served on the ECD committee, so that issue didn't pop into my head. Mm-hmm. So I apologize. for that lack of institutional knowledge, but you know, I have no objection to moving it to the ECD committee. Go ahead.
Well, regarding Supervisor Lipscomb's comments, I mean, I do have some real concerns about the county's liability. And I, at the very least, we should be asking these questions of Corp Counsel. I mean, it provides the county having to possibly continue with the liability with regard to the brownfields. We're going to be giving a warranty deed as opposed to a quick claim deed on something like this, which is pretty typical when you have a foreclosure that you give quick claim deeds. There are a lot of issues here, and I would suggest that if this was signed over a year ago, that we have a month, that this, that the Board of Supervisors can take a month to review this. So I'm sorry if this is something that the Treasurer would like to you know, to expedite, and I'm not blaming Mr. Deliberti at all. It's just that I do not think this is something we should be short-circuiting. This should be, this should have good review by the ECT committee that handles this, and I certainly want to hear from Corp Counsel on some of these liability issues. So I would recommend that we not expedite something that raises a lot of issues.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As this is an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Wauwatosa and is Milwaukee County, it's before us, does that not require it is referred to the ICC for their consideration upon our passage?
Anybody have an answer for that?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I believe that provision of the law only applies if the agreement is valued at over $300,000. The value of this agreement appears to be $1, so it would not qualify.
Fair enough. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We all know this is more than $1.
Yeah, it's not it's reciting consideration. Negative dollars. Thank you, Mr. Chair. But please give me a synopsis of what happened and how we got to this point. What the property got, I mean, where does property come from, what happened to it, and how we got to this point, what you're trying to do. There's still some money that will be owed on here, Department of Revenue warrant. So what's going on?
So it was a former dry cleaner site. It was contaminated. Wauwatosa asked, we kept accumulating on-claim funds. The owner had abandoned it. Well, Wauwatosa said they would take it over if we would forgive the taxes, and they would take responsibility for cleaning it up. We put together an intergovernmental relations agreement, an intergovernmental agreement on their takeover, and they're assuming complete liability for all cleanup costs. And they agreed to that. They approved it. We thought we followed the procedures at the time that we signed this. I just followed Corporation Counsel's recommendation. Okay. It was referred to this committee, of course, by the county board chair. I didn't.
And this all this negotiation and agreement. When did this take place?
2012. There's a date on it.
Okay,
August.
So
August 2012.
So I don't understand. Why is it? It's 2014. What happened?
Oh. So now the current Corporation Counsel said, "Well, wait a minute. That was wrong. You really needed county board approval for the agreement." So now we're going. I just got this from him this month. So now I said, "Okay, I'm following Corporation Counsel's recommendation again, coming back and asking for your approval."
Now, how long has this property been a risk and contaminated?
Oh, 20 years. It's been. Since I've been treasurer, it's been on the books, and it was on the books before that for a number of years also.
Okay.
In terms of delinquent properties, it's a delinquent tax property. That's how I received it.
Okay, so Wauwatosa reached out to us, or you reached out to them?
I'm not exactly sure.
Right? So what happened? They just said, we'll take it?
No, I think I reached out to them. I was trying to get the value of the property reduced to zero, and they said, "We'll do even better. We'll take it over for you. We'll take it over and clean it up and put it back in the tax rolls." I thought that was a good deal for everybody. It would stop accumulating delinquent taxes. It would be back in the tax rolls. So we looked at the agreement. We passed it by all the approval bodies, as you see the signatures on there, and then we proceeded with it.
Okay.
By state statutes, we can do this. It's a special statute that allows us to transfer property without incurring liability.
Okay. The gentleman right here.
I'm sorry, this is my deputy, Rex Queen.
From Wauwatosa? Who is he?
His deputy.
Okay. And you're here in what capacity?
Rex Queen is my deputy. Deputy.
Oh, he's your deputy. Okay.
Yes. He's a former resident of Wauwatosa. He knows where the property is, yes.
Oh, okay.
Been there a long time.
All right.
They used to live 2 blocks away from it.
Okay. I don't, you know, I guess ECD can thoroughly investigate this because I don't understand what's going on. You guys could have been sold it, right?
Pardon me?
You should have been done already, it sounds like to me.
I didn't understand.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Supervisor Lipscomb.
All right. I need to understand one thing before I can know whether or not I'm comfortable with referral. So we got a judgment for foreclosure, mm-hmm. but we haven't taken title to this. I mean, the whole idea of 66 is that you skip the chain of title, right? Isn't that the whole idea?
I believe you foreclosed on it in January, right?
This year.
So we took title to a contaminated property?
No, what we did is there's a process of state statutes. We take title and transfer it to the municipality. It happens automatically. This intergovernmental agreement states in writing what the statute says, that they are taking complete responsibility. If we foreclose on it, they're taking responsibility for it. I had the Corporation Council review it to make sure, because I'm not an attorney, said, does this protect us completely? And yes, it does. That's what they told me. I also passed it by risk management.
If it's executed that way, but yes. But we proceeded to foreclose on it,
yes,
before executing this. That
but they did it, they, as the agreement states, they take, we foreclose it and they take responsibility. Now I'm trying to hand it over to them, and Corp Council threw a wooden shoe in the works, saying, wait a minute, Dan, the last Corporation Council wasn't correct. I'm correct on this. You should just go back and get final approval from the county board, because it says that in state statutes. So I'm trying to get your approval, because state statute says approval of the governing body. That's you.
All right. I guess we can kick it back.
If we don't, then we're stuck with it, because we did foreclose on it.
Yeah, but I guess I'm uncomfortable with even how we proceeded, because I thought that maybe it's not this provision of 66, but there's a provision that allows you to never enter the chain of title on a contaminated property and to transfer it directly to a new owner, not even just a municipality, but any new owner, and essentially let them step into your shoes, and then you never have the responsibility. So I guess I'm questioning why we ever would have done it this way. I'm comfortable putting it into the ECD now because it's messier than I thought.
Mr. Chairman, there are several different ways of foreclosing the property, and I just follow Corporation Council's recommendations on this. I understand the questions.
Okay, we have a motion. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I just want to confirm with the supervisor motioning for referral. Are we confirming that we're having a special meeting before board day?
No.
Because it also sounds like the treasurer is saying that there's a time constraint on moving forward on this.
Well, I don't want to put words in Supervisor Jurczyk's mouth, but I think she would say they knew about this in 2012. We got it today, and we got to pass it by next week.
Right.
She has some questions, and maybe it doesn't have to be done in the next 7 days.
Okay. I guess my next question, Mr. Chair, is for the treasurer. With the time implication of a month, how does that impact this project?
I just put a note in here. I'm going to call the Corporation Council right after this meeting and ask them. I've just been following their. This is something that I'm not an attorney, and I'm not heading this process. I'm letting the Corp Council office lead me on this, and this is where I've been led so far. So I'll call them and get that answer.
Okay.
I should have.
Mr. Chair, if I stabbed before, just confirming. I mean, I'm okay with referral, but just want to know the time implication as well. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I am familiar with this property. It's in my district, and this has been a long time coming. So I'm comfortable, too. I don't know why ECD wouldn't get it, that there is some obligation here. But this has been longstanding. The owner was very sick, and it fell into arrears. And I talked on a couple of occasions. They've been trying to do something with this property for a long time. Why it's taken this long and why it came this way, I'm not quite sure. But if the chairwoman will definitely take this next month, because I think it needs to be resolved and to look at it, make sure we know our liability. So I think with that assurance that it comes next month and not wait anymore, then I'm fine with it too. Thank you.
Supervisor Jersey.
Yeah, I'll even go one step further. I assure you I would put this on the agenda, but I also will talk to both Mr. Diliberti and Corp Counsel. If it is something that is so critically necessary that we move on it this month, I'll even admit doing a special meeting. But it's my thought that since this has been sitting around as long as it has been, that a month, another month won't hurt us. But if it's critical, I will commit to all of that.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have a motion to refer this to the ECD committee. Mm-hmm. Any further? By Supervisor Jersey. Yeah. Any further discussion? If not, would you take the roll on the motion?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to refer item number 6 to the Committee on Economic and Community Development prevails.
Item 7.